Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. Yes, friends, it's the Smiths of Hollywood, with Jan Ford as daughter Bumps.
Mom, what is alimony?
Brenda Marshall as Nancy Smith.
Alimony? You might say that's the high cost of leaving.
Harry Von Zell as Bill Smith.
Oh, it's not funny, Nancy. Just plain common sense would prevent half of the divorces.
Yes, indeed, William. In fact, plain common sense would prevent half of the marriages.
And that was Arthur Treacher as Uncle Cecil from England. Relax now and listen to The Smiths, with music by Charles Hathaway. Presented by... Neighbors, you're tuned right to The Smiths of Hollywood. And now, here's Nancy Smith.
Hi. We almost had a celebration at our house today. It looked for a while as if Uncle Cecil were going to leave us. All of a sudden, he became interested in geography. Texas, to be exact. He started asking questions at breakfast this morning.
William, tell me, this Texas I hear about, is it under the American sphere of influence?
Yeah, Uncle Cecil, Texas is part of the United States.
That's not what a Texan told me. Now, which streetcar would I take to get there?
Streetcar? Streetcar? Why, Uncle Cecil, you can get on a train in Texas, travel 24 hours, and still be in Texas.
Yes, I know. We have trains like that in England, too. But just where is Texas?
I know. Texas is located between 46 degrees latitude and 95 and 105 degrees longitude.
Oh, really? Yes. Well, thanks very much. Where is Texas?
Uncle Cecil, it's just a stone's throw from Mexico.
Oh, I remember reading about that. They hit somebody and it started a war once, didn't they? A fellow named Alamo mixed up in it?
Oh.
Texas is called the Lone Star State. Its flower is the bluebonnet. It has an area of 262,398 square miles and has almost 7 million people. Any more questions?
Yes. Why did you only get 40 in geography?
I'm specializing.
Listen, Uncle Cecil, why do you have such an interest in Texas?
Oh, nothing at all, nothing at all. Just idle curiosity.
Well, that's my uncle. Even his curiosity is idle.
Uncle Cecil, if you're not interested in Texas, what about those perfumed letters you get from there?
You little spy. Have you been decoding my mail?
Oh, I didn't read them. I smelled them and drew my own conclusions. Heliotrope number 5.
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Maybe I can refresh your memory. Box 64, Cowley Corner?
Oh, you little monster. As a matter of fact, I do have a friend in Texas. Used to hunt lions together.
First time I ever heard of catching lions with heliotrope number 5.
Why don't you go outside and play in the poison ivy?
Uncle Cecil, do you have a secret romance?
Oh, there's nothing secret about it. It was in the papers.
Now, wait, what is this all about? What was in the papers?
The romance. I found the clipping on Uncle Cecil's desk.
Give me that clipping, you little throwback.
Wealthy, blue-eyed maiden in the flower of womanhood, interested in culture and fine arts, desires to meet tall,
is
handsome...
Is nothing sacred around here?
Desires to meet tall, handsome, cultured hombre.
Well, think of that. We never guessed there was a romance going on right under our noses.
Oh, I did. Heliotrope number 5.
Oh, be quiet. Nancy, it's all on the up and up. We're only pen pals.
Yes, pen pals. You keep this up and you'll be in the pen pal.
Oh.
Uncle Cecil, I know what you like about that girl in just one word.
You do?
What? Wealthy.
Oh, nonsense, William. All she has is a few oil wells, and I'm not interested in oil.
Just crazy for heliotrope number 5. Huh, pen pal?
Now, look here. Why don't you go and find yourself some bubble gum or a mate or whatever interests more girls?
Say, how do you court a girl by letter anyway?
I'm not courting the girl. We simply exchange chitter-chatter about the latest books, intellectual gossip, and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Last night, fair one, I dreamed we cheated the distance that keeps us apart. You're soft. Die!
What a vile child.
The sheen of your flaxen tresses, your ruby lips like petals.
You have been reading my mail.
I have not. I read it in that book I found in your room. How to Write Successful Love Letters.
Uncle Cecil, where did you ever get a book like that?
She sent it to him.
She did not.
Then you bought it.
No, I didn't. Found it. There's no privacy around here. I'm going to the corner drugstore.
To buy some stamps?
Thank heavens Lulu Bell doesn't know what kind of relatives I have. I'd never have a chance.
Yes, well, you're lucky Lulu Bell doesn't know what kind of a relative we have, or she'd padlock those oil wells right now.
Well, I hope I come back from my walk with chicken pox. It'll serve you all right. Goodbye.
Oh, he's awfully touchy about his romance, isn't he?
Yes, the old correspondence school Casanova. You know, Nancy, she's probably some pathetic old spinster who's taking all this very seriously.
Mm. You know, would serve Uncle Cecil right if she came to California and trapped him into marriage?
Certainly. Well, I'd get... Hey.
Hmm?
Shall we have some fun?
Or what did you have in mind?
No kidding, Nancy. We can really make Uncle Cecil squirm. Let's get someone to pretend she's Lulu Bell.
Hey, that would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Nancy, we know a lot of actresses who'd be willing to go along with a good gag.
Well, that's asking quite a bit.
Yeah, but it would be fun. How about Maureen Tuttle?
Oh, darling, she's such a busy actress.
Well, I know, but she'd do it for me. I helped her out a couple of times. I'm going to call her. Oh, we'll fix that, Uncle Cecil. Lulu Bell, ruby lips like petals. Wonder what kind of petals, ping pong or geranium? Hey, what's Lorraine Tuttle's telephone number? Oh, hello, pen pal. You have a nice walk?
William, I had hoped in my absence the house would air itself. By the way, which of you crude humorists wrote on the front sidewalk, Cecil loves Lulu Bell?
Probably the mailman. He didn't want you to be lonely because there was no letter today.
Nancy, sometimes it occurs to me you had hardly any children at all.
Well, really?
Yes, I'm tired of the whole subject. Why did I ever answer that confounded ad?
Well, I can tell you in a word. Wealthy?
Yes, I can see how it is that you have such a vile child. Heredity.
No, Uncle Cecil, listen. Do you realize your Lulu Bell probably thinks she's engaged to you? Don't be too surprised if she shows up here and claims
you. Oh, she'd never do anything like that. Not Lulu Bell, not the type.
You don't know women. Every woman is the type.
Oh, nonsense.
Uh-oh, the doorbell. Now, who on earth could that be?
Probably Lulu Bell coming to pick up her mail.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Pick up her mail. I said it's rather good, yes.
Well, wouldn't you be surprised if it was Lulu Bell?
Oh, Nancy, don't be absurd. She's 1,000 miles away in Cowlick Corners.
Hello, Mom! Anybody to home?
Oh, what in heaven's name was that?
Howdy doody! Well, ain't anyone say anything?
Heliotrope number 5.
I'm sure enough pleased to be here. Which one of y'all is Babykin?
He is. Yes, he is. Yes, well, Babykin, thanks for lending me the lawnmower. I'll be on my way now.
Oh, no, now, Uncle Cecil, just a moment.
Cecil? Babykin!
another telephone pole, shinny down.
When I got your last letter, I said to myself, I says, there's a man what needs a good woman. So I just wrapped everything and got gussied up and come on running.
Madam, I think you've made a dreadful mistake.
Well, you ain't all I dreamed you was. Has your mouth always hung open like that? Little stabbing in the knees, too. But I've seen some sad critters on the range that fattened up to be good beef.
Uncle Cecil, where are you going?
I had Australia in mind.
Hey, now! Go away, I'll go out and fetch your mortgage.
Oh, well, ma'am, let baby can help you.
Oh, this is too heavy for baby, Ken. Didn't know how you were fixed for bedding, so I brought my own sleeping bag. I'll be right back.
I say, William, we never should have let that creature establish a beachhead. You know, she's taken over my room.
Yes, well, that's your problem, babykins.
Oh, no.
Shh. She's coming downstairs.
Place you got here. Say, Miss Smith, what's them little old brooms you got hanging up in the bathroom?
Those little old brooms? Oh, those are toothbrushes.
Well, I was right then. That's what I use them for.
Next, you'll be using my razor.
Hey, nice radio y'all got. Nothing I like better than good music.
Playing the old Chisholm Trail.
What sweet!
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Music.
Don't call me Babykins.
Well, Nancy, dear, come along. The lovebirds probably want to be alone.
Oh, no, William, no.
Oh, that's all right, Uncle Cecil. We understand. We remember how it was in our courting.
Oh, no, please, Nancy.
You want the lights dimmed, Uncle Cecil?
What's wrong with turning them clear out? You ever play post office? Down in Texas, the way we play it, nobody gets letters. Just big packages.
William, I'm going with you.
Oh, don't be coy, Uncle Cecil. You two probably have a lot to talk about. Now, come on, Bill.
Oh, William Nancy!
Have a nice time, babykin.
You know, they're sure gonna make nice in-laws. They're right considerate.
Well, I guess I better go do my homework.
Oh, Bumps, dear, charming Bumps. Stay, and I'll tell you about tiger hunting in India.
I've heard it. Tell Lulu Bell.
Well, I'll help you with your homework.
You got plenty of homework down here, baby King.
I was afraid of that, yes.
Get down.
Lulu Bell, oh dear.
Now, ain't she just a cute little old bundle of joy? How about that dozen like her?
I can't think of anything more horrible.
Well, maybe when we're married.
Yes, I can think of something more horrible.
Do you want to be married Hollywood or Texas style?
Hollywood or Texas style?
You know, till death do us part. In Texas, no man can get out of a fat easy.
I see what they mean, yes. No man can escape death and Texas.
Or maybe we ought to just quietly elope.
I have no intention of carrying you down a ladder.
You mean in Hollywood the man carries a girl on the ladder? I don't think that's right, sweet.
Yes. Now, let me say, you've misunderstood the whole thing. Matrimony was the last thing that entered my mind when I answered your ad.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'll put it this way. I think I'd better. Yes, I heard. Yes, now, I'm not nearly good enough for you.
That's all just my luck. But a bargain's a bargain to me. Pa told me you'd be no better than my first husband, Elmer, that was. The one Pa shot upwards of the leg.
Your father shot at your husband?
Yep. That's how he happened to become my husband. I don't like long courtship. When should we set the wedding, Paul?
Tomorrow.
Take with me.
Tomorrow I'm leaving town.
I'll go on with you. Whoever heard of a man leaving town on his wedding day?
Madam, once and for all, I have no intention of marrying you.
Oh, hi, Sarah, today. That's the way I like.
Yes, and don't slap me on the back.
All right, partner, what do you like? They always said I was the most affectionate child in the family.
Well, if this is affection, I'll take homicide.
Oh, you poor little thing. I didn't mean to be so rough with you. Come on over here beside me, baby girl.
No. Let go of my coat. Now, William, Nancy, Bumps, anybody, help.
I'm the one who needs help. Ah, you killer, you!
Oh, help!
Bill, I think it's time we went back in the house.
Oh.
But I don't want to sit out here in the garage all day.
Oh, well, just a little longer, Nancy. He had this coming. Let him squirm a little.
Sure sounds strange to hear Uncle Cecil yell for help.
Yeah.
Oh, but Bill, there's no use torturing him.
What are you talking? Nancy, have you forgotten who wrecked the car, wants breakfast in bed, eats us out of house and home, acts like he owns the place, and drinks up my scotch? Oh, this is great. It's fun.
Yes, but I don't like sitting out here in the garage.
Well, it won't. Look, here comes Uncle Cecil. Look at him go. I never saw him move so fast.
He gets real low to the ground, doesn't he?
Yes.
Look, he's head hopping.
Uncle Cecil, where are you going?
William, Nancy, hide me quick.
Well, what's the matter, Uncle Cecil? Did you have a lover's quarrel?
William, that woman intends to marry me.
Oh, well, let me be the first to congratulate you, Uncle Cecil.
You know, I'd rather set up housekeeping with a Bengal tiger. William, we have to do something.
We? Uncle Cecil, we didn't write to Lulu Bell about her flaxen hair and ruby lips like petals.
William, stop that revolting giggle. I see nothing humorous about this. I'm going to Mexico.
No, it's no use, Uncle Cecil. You might as well face it. You're trapped. You can't get away now.
What do you mean?
Well, people from Texas don't take these things lightly. If you jilt a Texas girl, there's no place on earth that's safe for you. They'll track you to the ends of the earth and string you up by the...
No, William, don't plague me.
Well, didn't you read about that case in the paper last week?
Oh, don't tell me about it, William. William, you have to help me out of this.
Well,
you don't want to put an aunt, do you?
I don't see what we can do about it, do you, Nancy?
Yeah, well, tell her awful stories about me. Tell her I'm drunk all the time and lazy and shiftless and spendthrift and worthless. Make up anything.
Yeah, well, so far I don't have to make up a thing.
Hey, big kid! Where are you? Come out, wherever you are.
Oh, dear.
Now, Uncle Cecil, you get all dirty under the car.
Oh, ho!
Uncle Cecil, the eyes of Texas are upon you.
William, my boy, William, tell her the truth. I wanted to know all the horrible, naked truth about me.
Oh, I must. Miss Lulabelle, maybe you are going too fast. There are some things you ought to know before you rush into this marriage.
Oh, I know about them. We have birds and bees and Texas.
You don't understand. I mean about Uncle Cecil. He's not a very reliable fellow.
Oh, he's just high-spirited. I'll calm him down.
Yes, well, there's one thing. I hate to tell you this, but Uncle Cecil drinks.
Good. I hate drinking alone.
Well, he gambles a lot, too.
I knew he had some good quality summers. Get up under that car, Babykins. You're looking better for me every minute.
But I like it under here.
And another thing, Lulabelle. Money slips through Uncle Cecil's hands like water.
Fine. I'll handle the money.
And you know, Uncle Cecil got into some trouble in England. He fled to this country, you know.
That's how Texas was settled. Come on out, Babykins. I'll help you.
Let's go with my legs. Now, let's go.
Oh, my.
That's what I call dusting off. I bet he's had that dust in his lungs for years.
Open the way.
Help us now, hold it down.
Would you look at him go? He's jet propelled. Do you think he'll go through that big hedge or around it?
Oh, you went over it.
Oh, Lulabelle, we love you. Lorene, that was a wonderful job. We've been waiting to get even with Uncle Cecil for months now.
Well, I hope I didn't overdo it. You know, he's really sort of charming. Tall, handsome.
Yeah. Oh, no, Lorene, listen, in case you thought I was kidding, everything I just said about that man's character is true.
Oh, well, I hate to miss the fun, but I have a broadcast rehearsal in a half hour.
It's sure of a pleasure!
Oh, thanks a lot, Lorene. When Uncle Cecil comes home, we'll explain it was a gag. If he comes back home, the way he took that hedge, he won't stop till he crosses the border.
Pretty kettle of fish. Oh, a lovely kettle of fish. Now what am I going to do? I can't go home. And that Western Wolverine would follow my spoor and ferret me out wherever I went.
Good evening. Glad to see you walking into your own power tonight.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Good evening, officer.
Good evening.
That woman is an emotional octopus. Babykins. Why did I ever answer that advertisement? Rather face jail than face her again. Jail! I say, what a perfectly brilliant idea. Hey, officer!
What?
What do you mean, good evening? You wouldn't know a good evening if you saw one.
Oh, starting early, eh? Well, take it easy. And tonight, don't be picking up people's milk bottles on your way home.
I will, too, you miserable minion of the law. I'm going to steal milk bottles tonight. I'm going to steal every milk bottle in the whole community.
Ah, me. Some people can drink and others can't.
Officer, you heard me. I said I was going to deliberately steal every milk bottle in the neighborhood. Why don't you arrest me?
You haven't done anything.
But I'm going to. I swear I am. You're neglecting your duty. I demand to be arrested. I'm a dangerous fellow, I tell you.
Nothing a cup of coffee and an aspirin couldn't cure. Now, take it easy, old man. You'll be all right.
Officer, come back here. I demand to be arrested.
Human nature. I'm glad I'm not going to wake up with your headache. Go on.
Officer! There. How do you like that? Can't even get arrested. What's the law coming to? A man isn't safe around here. There must be a way to get into jail. Oh, that house there. It's where that radio chap lives. Harry Von Zell. Williams often told me that Von Zell is a trustful person. Perhaps if I smashed a couple of his windows, eh? Well, nothing ventured. Ha-ha! A bullseye.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I just broke one of your windows.
Oh, well, very nice of you to tell me.
It is not. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, nothing. It's easy to replace a window. Don't worry about it.
Well, if it's so easy to replace one, how about two?
Now, there is a very funny gag.
Funny? Is that your sense of humor? No wonder your radio program is so sad.
You. Now, wait a minute. That is not funny.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I ought to have you arrested.
I dare you to. There's a cop right there on the corner.
Well... I'll forget it this time, but...
Why, Von Zell, you fugitive from vaudeville, you broken-down radio comedian?
Oh, officer! Officer, arrest this man!
Bill, darling, I'm really getting worried about Uncle Cecil.
Yeah, I hope we didn't carry the gag too far.
I wonder how Uncle Cecil would look in a Foreign Legion uniform.
Oh, that's probably the Foreign Legion now. Hello?
William?
Yeah?
How are you, old chap?
Yeah. Uncle Cecil, why are you so happy? Where are you?
I'm in jail, William.
What?
I say, you can tell that Emerson to go back to Texas. I'm a criminal.
Oh, no, in jail. Gabriel's teeth. Uncle Cecil, listen. The whole thing was a practical joke. That wasn't really Lulu Bell. That was a friend of ours. And we had her... Uncle Cecil... Are you still there?
William, I loathe and despise you. You're despicable. I never want to see you again. How soon can you get down and bail me out?
Well, really, I'm awfully sorry, Uncle Cecil. I'll be right down and... Wait a minute. There's somebody at the door.
I'll get it.
Is there an hombre here named Cecil Smythe?
What was that voice I heard?
Uncle Cease, it's the real Lulu Bell. She's carrying a suitcase and a gat, I think.
She is? Oh, how delightful.
Didn't know how you folks would fix the bedding, so I brought my own sleeping bag. You must be baby again.
Oh, no. I'm not, baby. Uncle Cecil, listen, how did you get in jail?
I thought the freak through Harry Von Zell's window.
Harry Von Zell? Oh, I know where that fat stuff lives. Break through his window. It'll be a pleasure. Uncle Cecil, move over, my boy. You're going to have a cellmate.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Time to leave the Smiths. The Smiths of Hollywood with Arthur Treacher, Brenda Marshall, Harry Von Zell, and Jan Ford, and featuring music especially scored by Charles Hathaway, is written by Dick Nosterman, directed by Robert Presnell, Jr., and produced by Andrew Hickox. Lulabelle was played by Loreen Tuttle and Lulabelle number 2 by Ann Morrison. And this is Tyler McVeigh saying good night to you all.